UFO News, the 8th of October 2020. Witnesses to UFO events are increasing and some UFO investigators are working overtime, metaphorically. I am talking about one person in particular who has thrown himself onto the UFO scene, and if you listen to the faithful, he has discovered evidence to this effect. I admire his tenacity, but I certainly don't always agree with some of the supposed evidence, which consists mostly of photographs and sometimes stills from Google Earth. There certainly are some things which look like intelligently constructed structures in photos, and knowing the photos came from NASA strengthens the case in those instances. The problem arises when he thinks so many things are things which they may not be. He often comes out with opinions that objects in photos are things they may not be. He sees so much in a field of rocks, for example, which a person on Earth might see in any field of stone here. I believe that much of his evidence is due to pareidolia. Pareidolia is the tendency for incorrect perception of a stimulus as an object, pattern or meaning known to the observer, such as seeing shapes in clouds, seeing faces in inanimate objects or abstract patterns, or hearing hidden messages in music. I am not going to mention this investigator's name since he is a hard worker and has discovered some interesting things, but you just can see shapes everywhere and be correct. He is spending most of his time, it seems to me, examining Mars rover photos. When he points out heads of statues, for example, he never takes into account some of the features are caused by shadows. He also doesn't seem to think some of these objects are caused by natural forces. There are certainly plenty of objects found in photos on Earth which look like things that are not. There are also plenty of natural illusions. Picking out too many objects and saying they are proof of alien life is not good for one's reputation. Lately there is a lot of talk about a Russian cosmonaut who was at the space station admitting he saw UFOs. He claims to have taken a video of a UFO. This was said to have happened while the cosmonaut was stationed on the International Space Station, ISS. The Russians are asking us not to jump to any conclusions because the video is being examined by experts. Ivan Wagner, the cosmonaut, said he was taking photos of the Aurora Borealis when five UFOs came into view and he recorded them. The video was sent to the Russian Academy of Sciences. The ISS itself has become a nexus for UFO activity. It is amazing to me how the military can announce they are starting an agency which they probably secretly already have. Pentagon officials have said they are starting an unidentified aerial phenomena task force and it will monitor UFO encounters. Anyone who has watched this stuff knows of myriads of cases where someone always steps in and demands the video, audio or even the radar evidence of a sighting. These people have been investigating UFOs since at least the time of Truman's presidency. It is being claimed the US Navy will be in charge of investigations and any sightings seen by the military are to be reported to them. Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay Packers fame had seen a UFO around 2005. Here is what he saw. It was a large orange, left to right moving object. Because of the overcast nature of the night and the snow, you couldn't make it out. It was behind the clouds we were seeing, but it was definitively large, moving from left to right. It was me, Steve, and his brother that saw it. And it goes out of sight, and we look at each other and go, "What in the F was that?" Steve was a friend of his. He also said he heard an alarm and believed it was coming from a nuclear power plant the UFO was over. A recent UFO report states a UFO was sighted in Arizona and was chilling. A report was filed with NUFORC, which is the National UFO Reporting Center. So far, UFOs of every shape have been reported flying or hovering over the state. This UFO was quite unusual, and the witnesses who saw it described it as a fireball with smaller ones inside it. Witnesses said it looked like a fire in the sky but had the movement of a snake. The lights on the craft were contracting and expanding, and in less than 10 seconds the object disappeared. The entire sighting lasted about 60 seconds and a total of 8 lights were seen. A family in Florida decided it was a good idea to go to the beach. When they got there, they got more than they bargained for. A disc-shaped craft was seen over their heads. Another person on their balcony had taken a video of the object with their cell phone and sent a copy to MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. The object got lost in the sun, but eventually it was visible and seemed to be looking around at the same spot. Witnesses described the object as being classic in shape with a bulge on top. There has been a lot of talk about an alien base off the coast of Florida, and some believe that is where many of the UFOs have been coming from and going to. There have been a lot of sightings lately in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. Usually Virginia is one of the quieter states when it comes to UFO sightings. This is not to say they don't have any, it is just they don't seem to have as many as a lot of other states. That seems to have changed this year when 1,846 reports of UFOs have been filed with NUFOC so far this year, and there has been another 85 filed from Washington, D.C. A father was out with his daughter and they decided to video some clouds for fun. This idea changed rather suddenly with 3 or 4 different objects appeared. You just never know what you might see in the sky, and since almost everyone has a cell phone, it makes a video easy to take. A UFO was seen in the skies over Michigan. A witness videoed the object and watched as it changed colors. The color changes occurred as it was flying across the sky. The sighting took place at midnight. It was described as making no sound. It was said to be elliptical, and some even described it as flickering.